My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Okay, Enabled Warriors, let's head into part three. We are here with Michael today. Let's find out his super quick secrets, guys. So, okay, Michael, what is the most inspiring book that you've ever read?
It would probably be Blindside by Richard Cohen. That was when I was having a hard time accepting that I had MS, and I read that book. He's very terse with his words, but he's straightforward about things. And for some reason, that really kind of just, it spoke to me where he has had MS for a long time, but he also had cancer at the time too.
Oh, wow.
And it was powerful to me to kind of read, you know, what he was going through and how he is still trying to like live his life. But he also had an acceptance of it that I didn't necessarily have. And he also, in the book, it has this range of emotions in it, where there's happiness, there's sadness, there's anger. And, you know, but he didn't hide from that. And I think that that really, you know, helped me kind of find that acceptance. Because when I left the workforce, I definitely, that was a, initially, that was a very rocky time for me. You know, I mean, I made mention of never being able to, you know, be a coach for my kids' teams or stuff like that. But it's like now I wasn't the business professional that I was like going to be able to do the things that I thought that I would do in that. Like my life had changed. And I think it helped me come to a realization where I couldn't chase the ghost of who anymore. And I had to start embracing who I am and then who I can still be, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think once you kind of have that realization or you make peace with that, then it's much easier to move forward with things. And I think that really helped me out with that.
Yeah, it sounds good. Definitely. I'll add a link into the show notes with that as well, so people can go and check it out. Okay, what is the weirdest thing that you've ever done?
Well, it was probably the weirdest thing. There would be two, but I'll start with I've done acupuncture, which for me was crazy work because I'd never given that a try before. But like, it's really hard for me to stand on my left leg for longer than just a few seconds. And after doing, you know, going in for the first time and having a bunch of needles stuck all throughout my body, never thought that I'd do something like that. There was a Zen-like moment of going, unfortunately, I'm not going to acupuncture right now because of everything that's been happening with COVID. But before all of that, I was regularly going. I was going once a week, and it actually was helping with my left leg. I was able to stand on it again. Like it was for a time where it's like after 10 seconds, it would just be an incredible amount of pain. And that's actually kind of returned now where it's like I have to start wearing ice packs at night again to make the pain go away. But that, and I've also tried cryotherapy. I don't know if you've ever done that where I've gone frozen myself.
Oh, wow.
You go into this chamber where it's, like negative 220 degrees and you're only in like it's like a minute or two, but you go in and it's supposed to help. The reason I would do it during the summer. The summer is here in Texas, in San Antonio, it gets very, very hot. It's been in It was like 106 yesterday. I don't know what it's going to be today. But, you know, I'm always lagging in energy, and I'm looking for ways to find energy. And so I gave that a shot sometime too. And I've had pretty positive results with doing cryotherapy as well. I didn't do it as regularly as I do acupuncture. Those are probably, in at least in my new MS world, the two of the weirdest things that I've done. I think that they're kind of weird.
That is an awesome answer. I mean, being frozen is pretty crazy, to be honest. Okay, what is the most amazing place you have ever visited?
I would have to say going to the Bahamas. Exuma. We have one of my childhood friends. He was the best man at our at my wedding, and his wife and me and my wife, and we'll get together with them every once in a while, like, and go on a trip or something where it's like an adult trip. The four of us, we leave all the children at home being watched by the grandparents and everything. And so it's just kind of, we're able to get together like it's old times. And we went to, the last trip that we went on was to Bahamas. And that was, it was just so beautiful and serene, and being able to just sit, you know, out either at the beach and listen to the waves crashing in. I love the sound of, you know, the waves crashing in. And it was absolutely gorgeous trip. I really enjoyed that.
Nice.
But, yeah, we look forward to whenever we can travel again. That obviously hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to that now, aren't we? It's getting a bit much, as it were. Yeah. Let's just take a short break to thank our sponsors. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said it was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms. Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors. Now let's get back to our guest. So what is the scariest thing you've ever done?
That was, you know, I love scary movies, but when it involves yourself, that's not really as fun. And so honestly, I think flying to the Mayo Clinic and just at the time, no one knew what was wrong with me, and going there and being on the plane and not having any idea what the future was going to hold, that was a terrifying time, because honestly, I had no idea if this was going to be something that was, you know, life-threatening, or something where they're going to tell me that I'm cuckoo, and, you know, it's just all in my head, you know, and I still look back at it like that was just such a scary time in my life, because I had no idea what was going on. And, you know, I go on the plane, you know, I was with my wife, thankfully, you know, I had a partner there, but when I would be in there with the doctors, it's just like for the most part and by myself, and I had no idea what was going on, what the answer was going to be, and what the future was going to hold. So that was, you know, scary to kind of just let go of the control and saying, you know, all right, I'm going to need someone to kind of figure this out for me. But that would probably have to be the scariest thing that I've done.
Yeah,
I know that is exciting, but you know, it's, I like roller coasters. I don't ride on them anymore. Yeah, I like scary movies and
No, that definitely sounds scary for sure. So I'm going to add these into the links in the show notes, but where can the Warriors find out more about you and what you do?
Well, my website is mjwentink, wentink.com. Then my Twitter, you can find me in the same handle at mjwentink, or you can find me on Facebook. There's not many Michael Wentinks that are out there. Or Instagram, sorry, is my same handle is MJ Wentink. So, I mean, feel free to follow me or add me and, you know, or reach out if you want to talk about MS and how I'm doing living with MS. I did think of one other scary thing, if I'm able to add that in.
Go for it. Why not?
Because this would be, has no relation to MS whatsoever, but when we, back after we got married, we got married in 2001, and we wanted to leave. I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, and we wanted, that was scary times. We got married, like, you know, about 15, 20 days after 9/11 happened, and we were living there in the D.C. area, and, I mean, that was terrifying. And then after that happened, there was other stuff that was going on. We just wanted to leave the area. And so I got, I had an interview out here in Texas and at a company here in San Antonio. And I came out here for the interview and it went well and they made me an offer and I accepted it. And my wife and I, we then drove out to Texas. And that was scary because, you know, I was married to her and I'm taking her across the country, going to a state I'd never been to before other than the interview. Mm-hmm. And hoping that this was going to be the right choice in life and going in the right direction. And we didn't know anybody. We didn't know what the future was going to hold. I mean, maybe I'd be at the company for 6 months and they would fire me, or maybe I'd be at the company for 6 months and I'd be like, this is awful. Good Lord, what have I done? Mm-hmm. But things turned out pretty well moving out here. And so, I mean, looking back now, I'm happy we made the move, but that was terrifying at the time, not knowing what was going on or what the future may hold. But I hope that things like that, you know, my children can see that, where it's like, you know, don't ever accept things and, you know, in life or settle for things. You know, the DC area was wonderful and everything, but we wanted something new and we wanted something different. And so that's what we did. And there's nothing wrong with it.
That's brilliant, and a brilliant lesson as well to teach your kids, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, so, thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for coming on the show today. We've learned so much from you. And Warriors listening, if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to win $100, then leave a review on Apple Podcasts and tell us what you liked best. We will choose one review at random each month to win $100, and after you've left your review, remember, click that subscribe button. And remember, Warriors, stay enabled. Thanks so much, Michael. Bye.
Thank you.
Are you ready to fight back against your chronic illness and go from being disabled to enabled? Do you want to be an enabled warrior? Someone who's brave, strong, and confident, and someone who's ready to find a way to achieve awesome things despite a diagnosis? This is your invitation. Check out disabledtoenabled.com for articles and reviews to find out how you can become enabled too. Subscribe to the podcast to always be in the know. If you think this podcast is better than sleeping in on a Sunday, tickle that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And make sure to share this episode with someone who needs some inspiration. Want to ask your questions to future guests? Make sure to join our Enabled Warriors tribe on Facebook and look out for our question posts. Before we go, check out Disabled to Enabled on Instagram for posts that tell it like it is. And remember, Warriors, stay enabled.